Listen. Oh, so since you added, you can redo the Anchor shits too.
We back and we black.
We recording?
With a whole lot of melanin.
Oh, yeah, we are recording.
It's February.
Is it?
Yeah. So we going to give you...
We giving them what?
Consistently, maybe one episode a month. We have a lot going on. We record when we get a chance. You know, you guys still love us, so it is what it is. We are busy. A lot of things have changed over the past couple of months. Y'all want to talk about some changes?
It's been a year, bro.
It hasn't. Our last episode, I believe, was October, but a lot of things have happened.
Yeah, it'd be a lot.
AJ's belly have grown. If you have not been on our Instagram, Mia is on the way.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I am Jaleesa pregnant moved. Again.
You said
why are you saying it like that?
I am pregnant
you
again.
You said it like she was the most fertile person in the world. Like, again.
Like, it's like her fifth child. It's her second kid. But yeah, Mia is growing. She has a full-blown belly now. Jaleesa has moved.
It's been job changes. Both of y'all got new jobs.
We got new jobs.
I think we told them, though. No?
I don't think.
I
don't know.
We did discuss it. We discussed you getting a new job, but then Diamond was right after you.
Okay.
Right. I got a new job, and I'm currently looking for another one because I hate the one that I have. No, but Jaleesa turned into a stock queen. Mm-hmm. She is investing mommy, and she's basically going to front the money for our next endeavor.
And she got them growing fingers,
man. So yeah, her hair business has took off.
Right.
So all that being said, if you want to cash at me so I could quit my job.
All of us. We could start a melanin cash app, honestly.
And we'll definitely be more consistent then.
For real.
Right.
You could definitely pay for some consistent episodes.
Right.
Yeah. But we've been busy. I mean, yeah, moving, having a baby, that's a big deal.
And new jobs.
New jobs is a new job, though. But, like, moving and having a baby are, like, the number two stressors.
But
number one and number two stressors in life.
And then, honestly, like, change throws me off. Like, this whole COVID thing, like, I don't do good with change. It takes me
change
a minute to...
Change throws you off?
Yeah.
Yet you want to ask me to do the motherfucking intro?
That wasn't change. I just wanted to see if you wanted to do it. Like, it was a simple...
What that sound like?
It was a simple no. Like...
Oh, okay.
Bye, y'all.
I mean... It was definitely a change. But yeah, we had a lot going on. A lot hasn't changed for me. You know, I'm currently still in a relationship, you know, still running these streets a little bit. And, you know, I was really outside during the whole panorama. And I'ma still be outside afterwards. And yeah, that's just like with the melanins. You know, we chilling right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my life, y'all.
Well, what?
I don't have no structure right now.
We trying to manifest the life that we want.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's about it. So I'm really trying to manifest my life outside of these streets. And
no, she not. She trying to get a box and live in these streets.
A box on the street.
Right.
Nigga said, oh, you got me a house. I don't want that.
Right.
Like,
box me, please.
Yeah. Right.
Streets
on the corner,
me, please. Put me on somebody's rooftop with a mimosa and I'm good.
Y'all was just about to say something about a mimosa, too. That's
for real? Because mm-hmm. I'm going to a rooftop brunch this weekend.
Of course you are.
Wow.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still... Nothing has really changed for me at all. So, yeah. These two, amazing things.
I want to start...
And you got engaged. Did we talk about your engagement?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
AJ got engaged.
Oh, no, yeah. Somebody love me.
So, yeah,
somebody
that's another big thing.
Down. Yes, and it's by the same person that gave me the baby.
Right, you know.
You
got to
stress
ain't
that.
No co-parenting over here.
Got the same father.
Yes, okay, period,
my
Pooh.
Got the same father. I'm blessed.
Put a ring on it. Yes. And they looking to get a house. So any real estate agents, please hit them up.
Yes, with a low budget.
Okay, a little house for a dollar.
Yeah, you. Oh, yes.
Yeah, like how they sold the brownstones back in the day for a dollar.
Yo,
shit.
I'll do a little fix up for a dollar.
That's a fact. No, I'll take some cut of shit.
Yes, wow.
So, yeah, we out here just manifesting. Because you was talking about getting engaged. You wanted a ring for a little minute.
Yo, I did, and it's crazy because after I stopped saying it.
Oh, so
he was like, oh, bitch, I was waiting for you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yo.
Okay.
That bitch said that to me. She's like, just shut up and, what you say? Shut up and be happy. Shut up and sit down. I'm like, oh, I can't talk no more now. I got the ring. Like, just shut up.
You about to be mute. Every conversation, you're like.
Yeah. I be trying, but.
Because you're looking for shit. Just, girl, be quiet. Mm-mm.
But mm-mm. No, it was real. Once I, like, was like, look, if he gonna do it, he gonna do it. If not, I'm a dip. Oh, yeah, that nigga did it. Nice.
Not the peer pressure.
It's nice.
Alright, so you gotta stop talking about shit that you want in order for you.
No.
I don't know. I think you put it in the atmosphere and like let the atmosphere do its thing. I don't think that you're supposed to like harp on it. I don't really know what. Who's like the manifest? I feel like somebody's like a manifestation queen. King. Not be Simone, but like somebody else. Like I think you're supposed to like put it in. You gotta Google it. I think you put it in the atmosphere and then like that's just it.
Cause like I ain't even asking for a lot.
But then you gotta also walk within that faith.
Right. Yeah.
You don't gotta do too much.
So what you want? What's your manifestations? Let's put it out there.
I should throw this fucking pillow.
Believe it. You gotta believe it though.
I'm gonna aim for the stars.
I'm gonna aim for your faith.
Like I feel like $1 million is like. That's really nothing.
That's good startup money.
But, like, even if I don't fall short, shit, impress me. It don't take a lot to impress me. A couple hundred thousand, like. It take a lot to impress me. That is very true. Let me stop lying,
but
y'all.
You just said what you just said out of your mouth.
Talisa, stay lying. Look, we come back and the bitch still lying.
Let me stop lying to y'all.
Lying a whole fucking episode so far.
You can say, I'm legit. Never impressed with nothing. That's it.
But what you bringing to the table?
What?
Boss energy, that ain't enough.
That's it. Yeah. Boss is a dick, so it's like,
nah,
what energy?
I'm encouraging everybody to like, go ahead, leave that job. I just told you this morning, why you at work? Leave. Look.
You the one investing in stocks. I told you I'm gonna give you this dollar and invest it and then flip that. Once you make me five off that one, then you know.
$5?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't even know what you could do with a dollar.
What?
Wow. I mean, you might could do a little bit of something with a dollar.
And they got
on
penny,
like, penny
stocks.
Yeah, you go crazy with a dollar.
Yeah, but once like I give you some money and then you make me a couple of a couple of thousand, a couple of hundred thousand. If I'm bringing in more than I make every 2 weeks, then sure. But as of right now, you're the only one investing in stocks, and yeah. I'm not gonna quit my job off the strength of your money. That's not gonna happen.
Right.
First of all, my money is everybody's money. Like,
yeah, you keep saying that, but like you ain't put nothing in our Cash Apps.
Yeah.
This shit ain't like, nothing in my Cash
App. So like I'm trying to manifest that. Like
don't
where's the cash? My Cash App is at Diamond @DiamondZ
Juetta JUETTA. I'm gonna be like, oh, work where?
Yeah. I mean you could definitely send us like fucking allowance each week.
Not allowance.
Yeah.
Listen, we invest in you.
No, for real.
You said what?
Yeah, I really, yeah. I don't know. That's something I gotta think about. What I wanna manifest right now, cause I don't know. I just don't want work. I wanna manifest not working. That's really it for me. $1 million might be a stretch right now.
Manifest not working and like, also being financially stable.
Yeah.
Like, within not working, cause you can get fired
to,
and
like, work for myself.
Or you go bankrupt.
Yeah. So I'm gonna phrase it like that. I wanna be financially stable to work for myself. Because working for other people is not it.
So that's your main concern?
Yeah.
What about you?
I want to manifest
unlimited brunches.
Unlimited free brunches that I don't have to pay for. Now, honestly, I really want to, like, redo my house. That's, like, my main thing right now. It's just, like, DIYing my house. Like, making it into what I want it to be. So that's, like, the only thing right now that's on my agenda. At the moment, that's a short term goal / manifestation.
What you got for me? I don't ever get nothing.
You ain't say you wanted to DIY your house.
I don't know what that means.
Like, do
it yourself.
Yeah,
no, I want to like redo. I want to redo the floors. I want to lift up a carpet and get new carpet. I want to do all that. So, yeah, I'm about to be busy. And I need
that's fun.
Funding for that. So, yeah. Maybe manifest a sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we just want to drop our Cash Apps in the description with this episode.
Oh, I spelled mine out already.
If y'all feel like surprising us, then, you know.
No, but don't be, no, just surprise me and send me the money. Don't surprise me and tell me, oh, yeah, I just want to talk. You don't want to talk. Yeah,
don't be in the DMs talking crazy either. Like, I really don't want a conversation. I just want the bread.
Yeah, like.
But you got to pay to get the conversation.
No, 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 no. It's a lot of people out of work. You get a conversation from everybody. You could just give me the money and I'll be happy. And go talk to somebody else.
I'll talk. I don't mind
talking. Yeah, if a nigga pay for my house renovation, I might give you, I could give you a little 20 minutes on the phone.
No,
I don't
want to talk on the
phone. If you pay for the whole, first of all, just getting the carpets for the floors are fucking expensive. Carpet is expensive.
Yeah.
Like, to redo one room is like a couple of $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could definitely, like, when you pull up in my DMs, if you're not talking about nothing, if you ain't, I just cash app, you check it. Nah, I don't got the time.
Nice.
But if I see the cash app and they got like a little handle, I'm gonna be like, all right, like maybe you get a little thank you if you want to have a little conversation. I'll have a little conversation.
And the cash app reply?
Nah, oh. I said leave me a
because you know you can reply on Cash App. Yo, like,
my mom be doing that.
Heart and shit.
My mom does that. I'm like, she like, yes, I'll be replying back. I don't see it until I'm sending something else to you. Like, don't reply back. I'm good.
What you trying to manifest, eh? Because you got the ring, you got the baby.
At this point, it's giving, you about to get the house. It's giving, like, American dream.
Yeah.
Only thing you gotta get rid of is the job.
You just need a little dog at this point.
I got a dog at my mom's house.
Oh, you do got a
that's
dog.
That's your dog now.
Yeah,
nice.
It is.
Yeah, that's, like...
Honestly, right now, I just want, you know, honestly, working on myself, manifesting the person that I want. And to be better, and honestly, just my house. I really like, even though that's in the works. That's...
The house is coming, cause baby ain't been working overtime for nothing. The house better be.
He definitely works two jobs and overtime. That shit is wild.
Yeah, I got a good man, y'all.
We got a good man.
Yeah,
we all have a good man.
Yeah, but that's
cause that's our house. The fuck.
Mm-hmm. Like, he already went up on the rooms a little bit more. Then he like, oh, I gotta have a game. I'm like,
yeah, I don't mind sharing my room. You give me a little bump bed.
Yeah, you could do the full on the bottom and then the twin on the top.
Like, mm-mm. I ain't bougie.
No, yeah. Honestly, I'm just trying to like work on like a hustle of my own.
Because
I don't have a hobby that I'm good at to like. That I know that I'm good at right now to, like, make side money. And I think that's where I want to do.
Did you start by making a list of the things that you're interested in?
Nah, because I ain't really interested in nothing.
Well, okay.
I'm over here thinking, like, damn.
But you could do hair.
You be saying that, but, like, yeah, that's not really, like...
That
you
is.
You got way more patience than me, like... I hate washing hair. I hate blow drying hair. Then be like, oh, just come over. I'll do it. Like,
yeah.
And
just even with what you doing and what you doing, that's easy. By the way, like, oh, I didn't wash my hair. Diamonds. Braid. Boop. And you work at a good timing.
Over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not really a hobby. Like, I do it because I know how to do it. But it's like...
Yeah, but that's a
I don't get no
hustle.
Fulfillment from it. It's like, oh, okay, I wash your
because
hair.
Because maybe you never looked at it like that.
Honestly, my side hustle is really being in the streets. So, besides prostituting, if anybody can think of anything else that I can do in the streets.
But you could honestly be like
I think going back.
Promoter or like host.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, book me. You gonna have to book me to host your parties and events and stuff.
That's what I was saying. Going back to throwing out the events, that made me really happy. Honestly, I liked having the events.
I could see that.
No, yeah. I could see that too. But honestly, I miss having the events too. Like, I feel like... You know, you're like the host, and I feel like we play the field.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like our dynamic.
Like, yeah, I'm not a group person. I like individual.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
One-on-one. Mm-hmm. Like, when you talk to me in a group, I'm going to just sit there and be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you shine.
Yeah.
That's
I enjoy hosting, yes.
No,
I do.
No, yeah, no, that's your thing. You do good. I do miss having our events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though.
We might have to have one in Jersey because Jersey is like open.
But speaking of our events, right now, if you do listen, our favorite in our home space is under fire. Hexagon Lounge is trying to shut it down. Please go to what's this called?
I think it's change.org.
It's change.org.
But you can go to Hexagon Lounge Bar at Instagram and just click the link in their bio, and it'll take you to the page where you need to just sign a petition. And they're also not asking for donations, but because I know, like, when you do it, they ask you for, I think, for like a $3 donation, but they were saying that you don't need to do that.
All you gotta do is sign it. And honestly, if y'all know us and y'all been to any of our events, I think they all been at...
All of them been at Hexagon.
Yeah. And it's always lit. It's always a vibe. It's always good energy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely our home base bar, and it's black owned. And even if we're not having events, we stay in that shit lit. Like, so
you said, what you doing? Nothing. I wanna go get a drink. I'm gonna go to Hexagon.
Right. So definitely support them. Because they need it at this moment.
Yeah. We need...
yeah.
My bad.
Remember the teacher be like, oh, don't worry, I'll wait.
Like, all right, thank you.
So.
Be smart with me.
I have a question. What do you require from your spouse? And what do you think you bring to the table? In your personal relationship.
Boots.
Oh, so y'all dead ass. Like, that's a good question. I don't think that I require a lot. Like, I just be chilling. For the most part. I don't think I require a lot on a daily basis. But then when I do want stuff, I'm extra. I feel like.
Like what?
Well, start off what you require from your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you need? Like, love. Do you need attention? Do you need constant reassurance? Like, things like that.
It depends, because I'm very moody. So, like, it depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes I wake up and, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's no, mm-hmm. not like I don't give a fuck, but, like, I don't need nothing sometimes. Like, sometimes you just there and I'm like, all right, cool. Sometimes, like, when I really feel like when I, like, get, like, my period and stuff, I'm, like, overly emotional. And then I'm like, oh, no, I need attention. I need this. But, like, yeah, if we could coexist and still, like... give each other space, I'm good with that.
Interesting.
But then when I need it, then I need it, like.
But do you say that you need it, or you just expect her to know?
I pretty much, like, take it. Like.
Oh, so you're a rapist.
Not rape, but, like.
We do not condone like any rape activity or any part of rape culture.
Yeah, like, thank absolutely you. Not. Like, if I need, like, a hug or a kiss, I'm not gonna ask, like, can you give me a hug or a kiss? I'm gonna just hug and kiss you, like.
But you have to, like, and that's another thing, too. They was like, oh, with your spouses, you have to still ask for consent to, like, be kissed and shit like that and hugged. Because what if she not in the mood to be kissed and hugged?
What you gonna say, don't hug me, don't kiss me, like.
Yeah.
I just gotta cross that bridge when I get there, because, like, I'm like, okay, like.
So what is your requirements? What did you say? You said sometimes you need affection,
like,
sometimes you don't.
Like, it depends on my mood. Like, I really feel like I'm heavily moody, like. So.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I'm at peace when I'm just, like, you just sit here, mind your business, be on your phone, do whatever you want. One thing I don't like is the game. Like, I don't like the game. I don't care if I want attention or not. Well, if I'm not even paying attention to you, the minute you hop on that game, I got an attitude, like.
Yeah, that's pointless, because you literally just said in your last breath that as long as she's in your space, you're comfortable.
Yeah, but no, I don't like that, because then you're really not paying attention. Like, you.
Yeah, but she's in your space.
You can be on your phone, I don't care. But, like, the game, it'd be like, I could say one thing and you don't hear me. I don't like
that. So what's the difference of her playing the game on her phone?
Right.
Because when I say something, you hear me. For some reason, it'd just be the game, and it'd be like,
because she has her headphones on.
Talking to you, like, no, I don't like that.
She literally has headphones on, and, like, all she hears is the game. The headphones are soundproof, like, noise canceling. That's unreasonable.
I don't like that.
That's legit crazy. She has on noise canceling headphones and you expect her to hear you. Do you hear how you sound?
I don't like that. So, like, even if you go turn the game on, like, all right, no, why?
But that's her time. So you just said that you like your own space. Like, somebody who wants to give you some sort of affection, but that you also enjoy your own me time. That's her me time. Just because she's not sitting down and looking at stocks like how you do on your me time. She doesn't get offended with that.
She does. No, I'm not. Like, I don't know. I don't require anything for real. I'm pretty sure if y'all ask her, she'd probably just say, like, I'm a brat.
And let me call her.
A lot of shit.
Oh, that's
I can't. Funny. You gotta call her.
Let's see.
We're gonna call in. Let's check in with these spouses.
Yeah.
and confirm.
And what I give in return is like the level up, bomb ass energy, like.
But you just said you were moody. I'm just so confused.
Yeah, like, this is how, we'll see if she. Hello, she
that's,
she's
that's life for me.
So.
Like it changed constantly.
What are we asking her then?
Do I require a lot from her?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
She gonna say no.
Hello.
Hey, Shan. So
you're
we're
on the
recording.
Air
we're
with
on
the melanin.
Air, and we just have a question for you, really quick. Are you? Can you talk?
Why she started laughing?
Give me a second. Let me go get my food.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's see what she says.
I'm low maintenance.
Wow. You're not even
I feel like you... I think that you can be at sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very low maintenance.
Very's a stretch.
Yeah.
I'm very bipolar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Claim that. We could definitely agree on that.
Shan?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question was...
What was it?
What do I require?
What does Jaleesa require from you? Does she need like a lot of affection and attention?
Yes.
Cause she's over here
all
like
the time?
She's
like,
over.
I'm so
let us talk. She said no, she doesn't. She's very low maintenance and she likes to be in her own world and she really doesn't mind anything that you do except for when you play the game. But other than that, she requires nothing from you.
The game is a major part of it. And also when, let's say we just like laying in bed or whatnot, if I'm on my phone just looking at videos and shit, excuse my language, she's like, oh, why you not paying me no attention? Like,
she just saying that she
cool
it.
But no, it'd be like hours. I could do a little 15, 30 minutes.
It's not hours. But now, I can honestly say it goes both ways because I get what she's saying because she does that to me and I'm like, yo, bro, just put your phone down. Can I get some time?
Oh, I think maybe I need to just, like, carve out some time. Maybe, like, an hour before bed that you guys, like, it's no phones. Maybe, at like, from 10 to 11 and then that could be y'all time.
Yeah, I could dig it. I could dig that.
Okay. Wow. Look at me, relationship specialist. Come through, yeah, Diamante.
We could. I don't find that much, but...
You see, but it's the tone. Wasn't we talking about tone?
Yeah, we definitely were talking about her tone and her delivery.
Yeah,
that...
All right,
we done talking about...
No, we not. Go ahead, Shan. You got the floor.
Like, mama, I'm going to need you to, you know, redirect how you feeling not right mama. Now because that energy is not for me. I need you to bounce it back to whoever it belongs to because it don't need to be right here.
But read her.
I like for me, I don't think I have an issue with tone or anything like that because I'm a laid back person. So you gotta really upset me, and I gotta really be mad for me to start raising my voice or talking to you like we got an issue.
Okay. Well, thanks for I'm gonna say thanks for calling in, but we called you.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, girl. We'll holla. All
right. Later, y'all.
Later.
I don't agree. For the record.
Yeah.
I'm low maintenance. I don't care what y'all say.
Okay.
Y'all
asshole. No, we just like.
Y'all both made the same face like, all right, this bitch is delusional.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you're ready to acknowledge.
Yeah, we're here for you. Because the first step is denial.
A lot. Like,
you said what?
Y'all act like I asked for a lot.
No, you don't. But.
Yeah, emotions maybe.
Yeah.
When I'm emotional.
You're always emotional, bro.
Excuse me.
Not with us, but like. You're moody.
I'm very moody.
I'm moody too, so it's okay.
Yeah, y'all the same sign. I'm moody too, though. But like, I feel like I'm more on one accord. I feel like to me, I'm very low maintenance compared to you.
But it's like, I don't even ask for nothing. So, like...
Well, Shan definitely just said, like, why are you on your phone? And
like, time? That is like, bro, that's free.
So, how long is she on a game that is like...
But she don't get on the game all the time. And she mainly get on the game, like, when I'm doing something. But I don't like that. I realize that, like, saying it, I realized that was unrealistic. But still, I don't like that.
Yeah. And moving on. We're going to move on.
So you just made a whole shindig about this game and then go and say she don't be on a game like that, and then she only gets on a game when you're
doing
something?
Because she don't be on a game like that. Or, like, if... Say if she came home right now and I'm not doing nothing, and she just happened to get on a game. Like, why? Like, you don't even play that game. Like, I bought that game. I bought that game and never really use it. So why are you going to try to use it now?
Excuse me.
But you said she came home and you're not doing nothing. But, like, if she came home right now, you're legit recording.
So, why are you going to get on the game? Go watch TV. I just don't like the game. I don't know. Because then, like, you're going to be on there for hours. Like, for hours. You got, like, an hour slide and then she's still not done. She's like, but wait, I got to keep going.
Like, yeah, because no. It depends on, like, the certain mission.
That's too long. Like that. I don't like that.
Maybe because I'm used to it. Yeah. All right. A. What was the question again?
What do you require?
What do you require and what do you bring
and what
to
do
the
table?
Yeah, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah, that's a real hard question when you.
It is. I'm over here thinking about what the fuck am I gonna say?
Like,
you're just like,
and y'all gonna put me on the spotlight first. I should be the one going last.
You gave us good insight. Yeah. On what not to say.
No, yeah, not for real. Because don't get me wrong, like, so I'll be on that game too, but like. It's because when he on the game, he be on there for hours. Like, no, like, I could go to sleep. And it be morning time, he just getting in the bed.
But
he got
to
go to work,
sleep.
Too.
Like, I'll just be up, like, when you gonna get off the game? I don't want to sit here and watch you. And then, like, I'm not into games, so it's like, I don't mind, like, you playing the game. But then I got to sit there. If I want to be, like, I got to pay attention to what you're doing. I'm not interested in that. So it's like.
Let me go do something else. If he get on the game, I go in the room. I watch my little Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If mine gets on
the
game, I'm doing something else.
Like, girl, I can watch Netflix in and out. Like.
But he normally gets on the game when I go to sleep. So it's the balance.
Fuck no. That nigga be like.
You can do it when I go to sleep. But like.
Cute.
It's so boring.
Yeah. To you. Not to her. And clearly not to Tools, and clearly not to Rich. So, like.
And then they exchanging fucking gamer tags now. Like,
yes,
yeah, nah,
they can play
like,
together. What do you mean? Nah.
What the fuck I'm gonna be doing?
Your hair, your stocks, doing something with your child. You have a whole bunch of other things that you can be doing. You can be making dinner.
Okay, see, no.
Nah.
Like, I just had this conversation yesterday. I already make dinner.
For the week?
Leftovers gonna last.
Yo, she's very high maintenance. She don't even like leftovers.
Yeah.
I don't like those type of people. Those are criminals.
Like, she, like, what?
That's insane.
It's food leftovers.
Food tastes better the second day because the seasoning has had
that
time
is,
to
yeah,
marinate.
She
like,
might eat it the second day for, like, lunch, but then, like, dinner, she expects another meal and there's still food in there. It's like, bro.
What's the difference between what? Leftovers and milk? We gonna know left.
No
we gonna get. We gonna laugh. Mm-mm.
There is no difference. So
it's no difference. But the people is it's a difference. But it's
no
difference.
Mm-mm. I don't. What do I require?
What does Tools bring to the table?
Oh wow, he brings a lot to the table.
So I'm saying it's easier to start off with what your spouse brings.
Yo, no, yeah, nigga, make the table like.
When the table starts shifting, he like, oh, I got it. Let me.
Yeah, let me put a little fucking ashtray underneath. Yeah, he good.
Not that. I was thinking like to hold the Lego.
Yeah. Well, what's the thing? That little circle thing.
They be putting
on?
Like cardboard.
A coaster. Mm-hmm. It may be a coaster, yeah. Not an ashtray, but whatever. He brings honestly like, he's a vibe. So.
A big vibe.
Yeah,
his vibe is always one way. He brings great energy. His spirit is amazing. Like, he have an innocent spirit about him where it's, like, not, like, talking down to him. What I'm about to say is just, like, he has a child spirit about him. Like, you know how, like, the innocence of a child? Yeah, like, carefree. Exactly, better word. He has that about him. I love that. He's super giving. Yo, he's very supportive. He's like loyal to a faulty fault.
And he's super nice. That's disgusting.
Yes, he's like.
What the fuck?
That is.
Oof, come on.
No, I do not like nice people.
No, I like nice people. I don't like friendly. I not to say I don't like friendly. I'm not friendly.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not friendly.
You know.
This sounds like Aquarius, by the way.
I just feel like you just be, overly nice. Like, right?
Y'all be the same person.
Who the same person?
Y'all too.
About what?
Y'all just the, like, the same person kind of sort of.
Yeah. About what, though?
About, she just said, I'm not friendly. Yeah, I don't like people who are too nice. And you were like, yeah.
I don't mind somebody being nice, genuinely, but super friendly. I'm saying, like, if that's you, that's you. Like, over there. I'm not friendly. Like, and since he's over here with me, I'm looking at him like...
Maybe you're bringing that balance, though.
No, and I think that's what we do. Like, legit, we could be out well when out was open. Well, now it is, but in... regular world. Streets
ain't never close to me, baby.
Okay. We would, like, be looking at a movie, like, looking to see what we're going to watch for a movie at the movie theater, and somebody will randomly come up to him, but hold a conversation, and I'm just like, my spirit don't bring that.
Yeah.
My spirit is like,
people see me and they look and keep it pushing.
Yeah, like, no. And then he want to sit here and be like, ha, ha, and now he holding it back. No, yeah, but then you... What are you doing?
When people come up and talk to me, I'll be like, oh.
He don't have a care in the world. Like, he don't stress. If he do stress, like, he internalizes it. But nothing really bothers him. Like, he brings everything that, honestly, that I'm not.
He's very easygoing. Yeah.
Opposites attract.
I'm easygoing.
Why is it?
You can be easygoing, yes.
Thank you.
Like, before the kids and stuff, he was very, like, he wanted to do whatever. He was definitely, like, a little mile outside. Yeah, you was definitely my street buddy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But two's is way more easygoing.
No, No, definitely, yeah. He brings everything to the table, honestly.
But you bring stuff too.
Yeah, I bring the opposite stuff that he don't bring. Like, awareness.
Like, zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. No bullshit. Yeah. Because if you think you about to get over on him, I'm at the table.
You ain't me,
and I think that's where we balance.
Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing.
No, because he said that, because he always talk about, like, when I hit the lottery, he's like, yeah, like, baby, that's what I'm going to need you for, because you're going to shut shit down, because you know people come out the woodwork, like, even friends and family. I'm like, yeah, nah, we not doing that.
Okay, because he got 3 wives over here.
Yeah, shit, probably got more than that.
He got 3 wives, 3 kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so don't look for him when he hit the lotto.
Yeah, but... yeah, everything that he doesn't bring, I bring. But as in... stuff... well, I don't know. Are we there yet?
What?
Like, stuff like... as in... requirements that he has that... I don't match, kind of, like, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, we did speak about tone and stuff.
Oh,
like, delivery.
Things you need to work on.
Like, delivery and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's not intentional, but I'm more passionate when I speak. So it more so comes at, like, oh, you aggressive. Oh, you trying to be argumentative. And it's like.
No, I'm just saying something. Like,
yeah. So stuff like that, but. Yeah. What about you, Diamond?
I'm still thinking, like, damn.
So what he bring to the table? Oh, so we not gonna call out Boots' phone. But if my phone ring a ding a ding.
It's a like scam likely.
Oh.
I ain't answering.
Oh,
alright. My daughter's cool. He's very caring. Yeah, him and Toos have a lot of similarities. I think that he doesn't show his as much as Toos.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's very caring, and he's gonna always do shit for every fucking body, and that kind of annoys me.
Preach.
He
kind of
match your energy, though. He bring the streets, too.
Yes.
But I'm saying, like, sometimes a lot of people don't really see, like, the caring side of him. Like, I mean, he's funny and shit like that, but, like, I see, like, when he overextends himself for people and, like, doesn't get that shit in return and, like...
Preach.
Yeah, he's cool. He's funny. I think I'm funny sometimes too, but he's a little bit more funny than me.
I think. Can I cut you off? Yeah. I think y'all's sense of humor is different. You have more of a dry sense of humor. I feel like our sense of humor is kind of like alike, and his sense of humor is more so like, you know, like he regular funny, like,
yeah,
like,
funny,
so,
funny. Like a jokester. Mm-hmm. I do like dry humor.
That's a bad joke.
I love bad jokes. Yo, I love dry sense of humors, and I'll tell a bad joke. So that's why when you had told a bad joke, I understood, because it's like, I've been there.
It's funny. You just think it's not funny. I'm like, oh.
Like the day we went out and then you said something and then I follow up.
Vern.
Remember when we went out with some coworkers?
Where did we go?
Oh my God.
I'm trying to remember. Yes. We found that shit so funny.
She said a bad joke.
No, yeah. I started it
up. And I follow up.
I think I know what the joke was.
Yeah. I follow up and then it was
like. He was tight.
He was big man. He was big man.
He was going to get his ass taped up. But other than that's why I understand when you was like.
I think he brings I think he brings he's like an alpha, but I'm an alpha too. Honestly, I feel like we so different, but we so similar. I don't know how it works, but it just like it works.
I think, well, outside wise, because I don't, you know, we don't know y'all like behind closed doors. But I think y'all definitely. Y'all come with the same energy. Yeah, y'all are the same person outside.
Like y'all move together.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely feel like your nigga working on himself a little bit as far as like giving affection out. Like, because even in the group chats and shit, like people be like, we be like, I love you back and forth, and he'd be like, before he wouldn't say nothing.
You
and
know. Then now he just one, because like he don't see it and it'd be too late.
And like, no, yeah. That's like a raspy working.
Yeah, because we're both like not affectionate people, which is weird as fuck, because like, I don't know how that works in a relationship, but like when we do want affection, it's like, all right. Like, if I want to like lay on his lap, like when he playing a game, like he'll pat my head like I'm a dog or some shit. Like, no, but like we're not affectionate. So like, I didn't grow up like in an affectionate household to where like we like give each other hugs and like and say I love you often. Not saying that my mom doesn't love me, not saying that she never said it, but like it wasn't just like, oh, you leave out the house, it's like, all right, I love you, girl, I'll talk to you later. Like, you know, I didn't grow up like that, and he wasn't super affectionate, but I don't know, we just fucking work, and I think we both equally bring a lot of shit to the table. I bring a lot of sass, and we might bring the same shit, because he's sassy as fuck. He moody just like how I'm moody. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how the fuck we work, honestly. Because my relationship on a platter, like, when I write the shit out, it doesn't work. We both alphas. We bump heads a lot. We're both stubborn.
But
we're both loving, and we're both understanding, and we're both caring. So I think that's where it, like, balances out. Because it's like, I can compromise. Mm-hmm. But if you call him, he'd be like, fuck out of here. Like, you do not compromise at all. But to me, I compromise.
But I also think that, like, even for all of our relationships, I feel like we have to ignore our spouses, and our spouses have to ignore us at certain times whenever we're, like, moody. Like, because I'm perfectly fine with if I'm in my feelings and I know I'm being a bitch and you ignore me. Like,
honestly, I think that's the majority of why me and like, y'all work.
You gotta ignore the shit that irritates you. Like,
because I be in my bag. And when I tell you he don't give, y'all know, he don't give two shits about my attitude.
He be like, oh, she mad. Like,
she,
like, well, why she mad? Like,
he's like, I don't know. So check on me, don't do nothing. But sometimes it works, because sometimes, honestly, like, I'll be in a mood and I don't know why, and it's just like, yo, I just need my space, type shit. And it's just like, and then when I do need my space, I'll just be like, you ain't come check on me.
Because then, like, if you need space and then they're like, oh, what's wrong? That irritates me. Like, yeah, just give me a minute. But like,
and then I think it don't irritate me, it's just more so I don't know how to articulate myself at that moment, so I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like taking it out on you, or you misinterpret what I was trying to say. So yeah, but I think that's a lot too of when, you know, just letting your girl or your man have that moment. Like, all right,
like, you know, oh, you mean your feelings, all
right. Yeah, because he moody, and so I'd be like, All right, I'm going to just watch my shows, and I'm going to let you gather yourself, and he lets me gather myself. But if I'm moody, like, with him, and I lash out at him, oh, sister girl's going to read me the filth. Like, he's going to make sure. He's going to let me rock for that day or that 5 minutes, but the next day or when it's...
Your attitude is really stinking.
Yeah, he's going to let me know, and he's going to give me the business. So, yeah, I can appreciate that. We had to talk about that the other day, too. Because I was like, yeah, you know, I said the same thing. Like, you know, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to say anything that I was going to regret. And I knew at that moment I was going to curse you the fuck out. Yeah, like, and so I just, like, I kept to myself and, you know, I got my thoughts together. And he was just like, yeah, but I kind of, like, I would rather you express yourself. And he was like, would you say something that was, like, going to hurt my feelings? And I'm like, no, but I would have ended this relationship and that would have hurt me. So I didn't want to say anything until I actually gathered my thoughts and realized, like, okay, this is not what I want to do. So, you know.
Honestly, I give that to you. Because, excuse me, you really know how to step back sometimes and not move in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my feelings run me. I would have been broke up with his ass. Like, no. This. Like, I gotta get out of that. Like, I don't do it now. But, yeah, that was one of my flaws. I would be like, you know what? Well, because if this not going to work, then...
Let me know now because I need to get my shit together.
Yo,
no,
real.
Legit.
For real, but
no. You know the streets?
You don't...
They be calling me.
But you don't operate in your feelings. It's like, okay, let me... give you your minute, let me gather my thoughts, and yeah, we'll come back at another time. Because I will still be texting, like, and then another thing.
One thing, I don't even like arguing over text. Like, I don't even think we ever really, like, argued.
No. I'm saying, like, we argued in person. I left the room, and now I'm in the room thinking of more shit.
I'm not doing,
like,
that.
No, yeah.
I write stuff like that in my notes, like, if I need to just get it out. Mm-mm. But, no.
I'm not saying that.
I don't lash out. I can't do that.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Because I wouldn't want nobody to do that shit to me.
You just gotta leave me alone. Because I'm nasty.
Yeah, I don't like to be nasty. Because it's like, when you take a look at yourself and realize, like, what you're saying and how you come across, if somebody did that to you, it's like...
But yeah, that's why I don't say
you'll really be,
like,
fucked.
No, like, where I'm at now, like, legit, I think half of the time Well, we don't argue like that. It's really not for us to argue. But if we're having a disagreement, like... I, like, try to wave the white flag a little bit more, especially mm-hmm. because I feel like if I notice that, all right, this was just a miscommunication or something like that, and if he don't see it, that frustrates me a little bit more, because it's just like, I'm trying to let you know. Like, boom, we was at odds one day or whatever, so we was getting Papa ready, so I saw him go to the living room. In my mind, he wasn't doing nothing. So I was like, Papa, like, go to your daddy, like, here's your clothes, go get dressed. And he, like, but I ain't doing something, like, why the, like, went off. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, I didn't even know you was actually doing, like, I didn't say that then, but I didn't know he was doing something. But the way that he came at me, I was just like,
check your tone.
Yeah.
No,
and honestly, I didn't see it coming, and I didn't, like, have that energy with him. So I was just like, you need to calm down before I embarrass you. Mind you, I ain't have shit to say. But that was the only thing I could think of, because it's just like, yo, he hurt my feelings and everything. I cried behind that because I was super, you know, I'm sensitive, mm-hmm. but I was just like, yo, like, I didn't know. And then when we spoke, you know, he did come and he apologized after the fact. And I'm just like, yo, like, I didn't know you was doing something. You could have simply just said, like, yo, I'm doing something mm-hmm. this, and I would have got him dressed. So it was a miscommunication there. But then when you, like, he went to say something, and he, like, I didn't mean how I said. I was just like,
yeah.
Yo, if I'm waving it.
Yo, it'd be a lot of not... people sometimes. Like,
no, it is. And then we also got to realize.
Set of emotions.
Yeah, like, that's something. Like, people be going through their own shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
everybody's not going to come into a relationship knowing what the fuck to do. And a lot of people are still learning how to, like, fully love themselves, like, how to deal with their shit that they're going through mentally or whatever. So we also got to understand, like, yo, they might not be saying anything. You might be in a happy fucking mood. Like, even people who, like, commit suicide and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They be smiling and happy-go-lucky. And then you like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of people going through shit. And, like, it's just hard dealing with somebody and their fucking emotions. And on top of yours. And you got to learn how to, like, not react. To be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's hard dealing with myself. I know it's hard
yeah.
dealing with other people.
And
like,
then, like, when I think about it, like, for me, this is kind of, like, my first real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like that takes a toll too. It's like you're learning while you're going, and you're also trying to teach somebody, teach yourself, like, all right, what I'm gonna allow, what I'm not gonna allow, but then also teaching somebody else, like, how to love you and how to learn you. So
yo, it's a lot, because then not only that, like, I feel like I don't know what changes between, as a kid, you're so carefree and, like, trauma isn't really, like, right in your face as a kid. But then, like,
fearful.
As an adult, fearless. You just realize, like, wake up one day, like, damn, some shit that happened to me when I was a kid is bothering me. How I interact with people is affecting me. And, like, it's like, bro, I'm trying to get myself together. Now I got to deal with my past. Now I got to deal with my emotions. Now I got to deal with you. Like, it'd be a lot.
That's why I think everybody needs to do some like form of therapy. Therapy should like be a class that you take in high school or some shit. Like,
everybody therapy needs... should be normalized, honestly.
Yeah.
Therapy is normalized, just not in our culture. Because everything is like, you know, tell people,
like, you can handle business. That on your own, or like, it's nobody's business. Like, sometimes you do need help though. So.
And just an outside opinion of somebody who don't know nothing about you and nothing about your situation. So, yeah, no, I agree.
I actually need to sign my ass back up for therapy now that I got my new insurance card.
I'm going to go to therapy, but I want a black therapist. Because I had a white therapist, and she was leading me wrong. I swear to God. Like, I used to talk, when I go to my sessions and talk to her, I'm like, yeah, because I feel like people playing in my face, and now I need to do this, this, and that. And she's like, well, if you feel like you need to do it, I'm like, oh, so run down. Cool. Like,
that's probably not what she meant. She probably just felt like, okay, well, if you feel like you need to address it, then address it in a healthy manner.
I specifically said I was gonna run down.
I'm sure she didn't know what the fuck run down meant.
Yeah, no, I don't think she
was just like, and I'm like, yeah, after every session,
because she probably wanted you to do that and then realized after you ran down how stupid you might have looked and then went back to her and then would have been like, you know what, I don't think I really needed to run down. And she could have been like, yeah, but you know, I let you go there, but so you can learn your lesson so you won't run down again. That could have just been one of those, like, lessons.
Like Boo said, my feelings run me, so if I'm in my feelings, I'll do some shit. I don't care whether it was right or wrong. Oh, well, I did it. And I'm proud. That's
insane and irrational.
I'm very irrational.
I think you can be irrational. I don't think you're when as... When I get my feelings. Yeah, I don't think... I think you need to give yourself a way more credit than what you're actually doing. Like, when I say, when I'm in my feelings, I know they control me. So that's why a lot of times, like, if I just be in a room by myself or whatever like that, it's because it's mad. I don't want to take it out on people. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, with you, I feel like when you are in your feelings and when you get to a point where you feel like you being irrational, then it's like, all right, that's hard to for you to come back. But you haven't really been in that kind of state.
Yeah.
In
yeah,
a like, long, long time.
No,
like, super,
like,
irrational.
I feel like I'm emotional, but, like, I'm mild emotional. Like, I'm baby emotional on a daily basis. Like, I really don't be, like, in my feelings or, like, hella emotional unless something is done to me. Like, so I be minding my business.
Yeah.
So when you fuck with me, then I'm like, oh, hold up. Like,
Yeah.
I be chilling.
Well, that's good shit. Yeah, I feel like as you grow up, a lot of people don't really be trying you, though.
Nah, some people be trying.
I feel like the only people that really be trying us is, like, bosses and shit like that. That's really
a bunch of people that don't know me be trying me, and that's what's surprising.
No, people who don't know me don't try me.
So I'm like, hold on, what?
Like, well, DM us and let us know what you're trying to manifest for 2021. In 2022 in the future years. Are we gonna end with some black businesses that we've been supporting? I've been supporting A Spice and Lexi the Glam.
I think we all did.
We definitely have recently.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any black. Oh, and I supported Keep Calm Aromatherapy. I just restocked on her mango body butter, and she also gave me some hand sanitizers. So shout out to you, Chrissy.
And what I got my lash pack from Blink It by KD.
I forgot about that.
The
trio
pack.
Yeah.
Yes. We've been, like, kind of, like, consistently been going about your skin.
Yep. Shout out to Jackie.
Yep. Oh, and a family member to the show, not an actual family, but you know, Ariel, he dropped the album.
Shout out
honestly,
to Ariel.
It's a really, really good. I listened to it at work and I was writing him and I was just like, yo, like for real, because I honestly don't even listen to people's shit. And it's just like, you know, of course he supports, so I'm like, mm-hmm. I have to listen. But it was really a good listen where I even, Toos saw that I had posted it. And he was like, oh, well, send it to me. I'll check it out. And Toos even, like, put some songs on it. Like, he likes it.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yo, like, he has good quality work. So, you know, shout outs to him. Keep it up.
Yeah, shout out to you, Ariel.
Yeah, it was really
good. And the production is fire. So shout out to Tico.
Like, all the songs. Like, yeah. I told you, I was like, yeah, I fuck with all the songs. Like, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right, best friend, invite us over to your new spot or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I've been supporting Crown Me. Aaliyah, she made me some what do you call those things? Like a cape for when you're getting your hair done.
Oh yes, I forgot she's doing that stuff now. Covers. She does like
she
cups,
makes,
cape,
masks,
mm-hmm.
tutus and stuff. I'm trying to think of other like you know up and coming. Black business.
I feel like I've been supporting black businesses, but I just like I can't remember them off the top of my head right now.
I've been supporting some like already known like black businesses too.
I got one. Give me one second.
Yeah, so just keep supporting the black people and keep that dollar rotating within the black community because that's the only way that we're going to get ahead against these whiteies.
And I've been, all right, so we've been supporting. If I say it wrong, excuse me, but B. Shea Essential, she make, like, hair oil and stuff. We've been trying that, like, me and my man or whatever, so.
Okay.
It's cool, black owned. All that, so, yeah.
And we'll tag all these people
too,
below.
But that's what we've been buying.
I'm definitely here for black businesses, and I'm here for the growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of black businesses I done started incorporating in, like, my day-to-day life and the stuff mm-hmm. that I spend my money on, like, I'm proud, like.
Yeah, definitely. Way more than I have in the past, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, and just try to circulate that dollar in the back community. And, you know, we holla at y'all niggas in 3 months.
And if y'all know any other black up-and-coming businesses that we have not supported, you know, drop us, DM us,
yeah,
drop us under the post, let us know, you know.
And time out,
cause
my nigga Toos be cooking and baking.
Yes.
And mm-hmm.
fire,
and he's like, definitely in our highlight on our Instagram under the Buy Black highlight.
Good, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
The lobster mac, he almost died making that lobster mac, but that shit was buzzing.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was really good. But we're back and we're gonna be more consistent.
Are we?
If you cash up us.
We're gonna try to be more consistent, cause we missed you just as much as you.
Nah, we definitely did miss y'all, and like. Even though we're not putting out episodes, we low-key still be working for the melanins. Like,
yeah.
I still
yeah.
got, like, we got, like, when outside officially get back popping, like, we got some shit. Like.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're definitely going to have a comeback. We're going to welcome to the streets party.
Mm-hmm.
For
sure. We got some giveaways. Like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
oh,
we have a lot
of. Damn, I don't even remember the name of it, but the shirts that I had got.
It don't matter because.
Okay. We can shout them out the next episode.
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right, later, y'all.
Bye, guys.